Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of orology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am doing well, Prof, but I would imagine your phone has been ringing off the hook. Things are hotting up, are they not?
Yeah, since I last spoke to you, things have moved quite a bit, haven't they?
That's the understatement of the year. Absolutely. I suppose one could have argued that this was foreseeable, that we knew this was coming some time ago. But nevertheless, talk to us about this Delta variant and what it means for us here.
Yeah, you know, this is something, you know, we actually suspected there was something going on because, you know, the Beta variant, which drove the second wave, couldn't really account for what's happening now in Gauteng with this third wave, you know, because we're really in a very steep trajectory now that's going upwards, well overtaken the first wave, well and on its way to overtaking the second wave, and we haven't reached the peak yet. So, and Gauteng is way beyond the second wave. So, we saw, but, you know, there was a bit of a backlog in actually doing the testing up here in Gauteng, but now it certainly does appear that's what's driving this expansion, this, the severe epidemic that we got is the Delta variant. Remember, we spoke about the variants that got, there's the Alpha, which is the one which is mainly in the Northern Hemisphere in the developed world and Europe and America and so on. Yeah. Then there's the Beta, which was our resistant one, our vaccine resistant one. There's the Gamma, which is the one in South America and Brazil. And now we have the Delta. The Delta was first detected in India, earlier this year in March. And it has now spread, you know, if you look at the world map, it's, there's not much countries that haven't spread. It's recognized in 85 countries, but it's probably really kind of overtaken the whole globe. In South Africa, in fact, we started really isolating or detecting it, you know, going back into the specimens, probably from the end of May and then expanding vastly in this month in June. So it has been already well detected in Gauteng, as I mentioned, in KwaZulu-Natal and in the Western Cape and Eastern Cape, probably the rest of the country, just a matter of time until we actually detect it in the rest of the country. And it's an interesting virus because it's unfortunately, you know, each of these variants have got their own kind of particular bad characteristics. You know, the Beta one was that it was resistant to the vaccine. This particular one has got a mutation in it, which makes it extremely contagious, extremely infectious. You don't want me to go into the virological technicalities, but there is an explanation for it, why that particular mutation makes it more highly contagious. And it's probably, compared to our Beta variant, at least 50 to 60% more contagious, which if you compare it to the original strains, probably about double as contagious. So it's got, you know, we talk about reproductive rates, a very high reproductive rate, about 6 to 8. You know, normally it's about 2 to 3. There are a lot of implications because of this contagiousness, obviously. You know, all our cautionary protocols, which, you know, we said if somebody comes into contact with an infected person for more than 15 minutes at 6 yeah. feet and so on, that yeah. really applied to the previous strains. We now have to revise that because, you know, this can be a very much more casual contact which can transmit the virus. And one of the worries that we've got now that you're also recognizing that aerosols, remember I spoke about it before. You know, when somebody is speaking, there's the heavy droplets, which fall rapidly, and then there's the very fine, small aerosols, and yes. they remain suspended in the air for quite a long period of time, can be hours, in fact. And now we couple with this highly transmissible Delta, you know, it makes it much more contagious. And this is probably why it has spread so rapidly and so vigorously throughout the population. So that's just a bit of a background to the Delta. Maybe tomorrow I can just talk about what the implications are, and particularly with regard to vaccines and clinically and risk-wise and so on.
I look forward to that, Prof, and I think that's a hugely important conversation, given that that is the predominant strain that we are having to deal with right now. So, yeah, let's absolutely make a date to do that tomorrow.
Great. Okay, Simon, all the best.